My name is Dr. Michael Brown, and this is Three Words, a bite-sized podcast about the simple and yet very significant choices that all of us can make in order to be the very best version of ourselves. Today in my conversation with Dr. Tyler Swans, I was reminded that to be the very best version of myself, I want to be surrounded by amazing human beings. And one way to do that is to add another chair. The possibilities of opening up your life, opening up your home, pulling up a chair at a restaurant, pulling up a chair at your Thanksgiving meal, inviting more people to be involved in your life. What opportunities, what possibilities that you might be missing if you tend to just kind of close in with just a few. I think you really enjoy this episode. Listen in. Dr. Tyler, welcome back to the Three Words Podcast Studio. Frequent guest, because you're my friend, you're my chiropractor, but you also are an amazing mentor in regards to the wise things of life. So thanks for being here. Obviously, there's probably some who are listening in who don't know you, who've never heard you on one of our conversations. And so can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I love being on these podcasts. I feel like living life well is something that I have been trying to do for a long time, and becoming your friend has only accelerated that path. I am a chiropractor. I am married. I have two children. I love to snowboard. I love risk taking. I love all sorts of things. So I love baking bread. Yeah, that's me.
You love everything. In fact, one of our favorite episodes together was Try Something New. Yes. I have people still asking me about that. Like, is he really do this? Is he really drive different directions home? And does he always, you know, you have a wide diversity of interests and passions. And I just love your, I love your love for life. So it's good to be with you here again today with these particular three words.
The three words today are add another chair.
Why is this important to you? It makes sense to me when I heard the three words that you had selected. I'm like, this is Tyler Schwanz, but in your own words, why is this important to you?
Yeah. I've thought a lot about it, and you introduced the concept to me, and I think that you demonstrate it really well about preparing for the possibility of others to unexpectedly enter into your life. And that's how I think about adding another chair, is like you can add another chair in reaction to somebody showing up unexpectedly at your door. You can always prepare with another chair ready for the possibility. I think that adding another chair equates to possibility. And another thing that I've heard people say that I think has probably made its rounds, you know, all over social media, that people say, if you want to command the attention of a room, try to be interested rather than interesting. And what I think the opposite of being interested is being insular. It is being so focused on what you have going on that you miss the opportunity for what other people have to add to your life, how you could add to others' life. And so I think the opposite of interested isn't interesting. It is insular, which is detrimental to people's relationship building process. And, you know, relationships is everything.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, the idea of relationships are just weaving their way through this conversation. I was wondering where you're going to take it. But again, it goes back to the previous episode that we chatted about, where even trying new things, one of the conclusions we came to in that conversation was, when you try new things, you meet more people.
Yeah.
And when you meet more people, you build more human connection. When you have more human connection, you have more friends and more life and more energy and more everything. And you ended it just the way I would have probably created that cap. And that is that relationships are everything. So not only adding another chair to your table, not only being prepared if someone shows up in your life or even at your home. I think about that episode I did with my daughter, show up uninvited.
Yeah.
You know, just that idea of always making room for others. And you model that. Maybe I talk about that, but you, my friend, model that in so many areas of your life. What have you learned, and how have you experienced this playing out in the Swans home? I'm just curious.
So relationships, they are, I picture relationships, every person being surrounded by like this sphere or this orb, this globule of other relationships that are spewing off of them. And as I was visualizing how I wanted to communicate this, I was taken back in time. So if I may, envision yourself on a car ride. And if you are like me, you were born in the 80s, there were no iPads. So if you're on a car ride, you're in the backseat, you're just bored. So you're not looking at a tablet. You are, say it's raining, you are literally looking at the window. And I can picture myself as a little kid looking at these little globules of water on the window. And you make up games. You know, you make up games. Eventually you're like, all right, I want that one to win. And by winning, I mean it gets to the bottom of the window. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, for sure.
You've played it. Everybody's played it. So these globules, they eventually bump into others and they become larger and they gain momentum. And that's how they win. And the more I thought about it, I was like, the more people we can connect ourselves to, the more forward momentum we gain. And that is living life well. That is winning. And if you look at the tiny little globules of water that never connect with anything, they stay stagnant. Hmm. They stay right where they are. And I was like, this is kind of a cool image. So hopefully I communicated that well, but that's like what relationships are. And that is about adding another chair. You are opening up yourself for the possibility of bumping into somebody that you might not have prepared for in the first place.
I'm going to pause for just a few moments to invite you to think about someone you want to invite into your life and to be closer in your community. Maybe send them this episode and begin to have a conversation about it. Now back to the conversation. And we talked about that in a conversation, Three Words, Initiate with Strangers with Casey Greenewalt, where we talked about that every one of our best friends and every one of the most significant people in our lives, apart from family, were once strangers. Mm-hmm. They were once those insular little droplets on your window, but then you come together and you're like, now your life is bigger. You talked about winning. I think about it in terms of being more alive.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking just recently, I was speaking at a conference in Connecticut and we were talking about what makes us feel alive versus just living. And I think we all came to the conclusion, we talked about it. I don't meet people who would describe themselves as unhappy, who are deeply connected to lots of other people.
Yeah.
The only people I ever hear about talking about being unhappy are those who feel alone, for those who feel isolated. So if I want to be happy, if I take your advice, I'm just going to keep pulling up chairs.
Yeah.
Metaphorically and literally physically in my own house.
For sure.
So that's cool.
At my kids' school, they have a motto, and that motto is to pursue the good, the true, and the beautiful. And I think that when we are pursuing objective truth, when we're trying to get to the best possible way of living, the way to do that is by connecting as many people as possible. And I looked this up and it's true. There was a study done in, I think, 1904 in England, and it was at this fair. And think like agricultural fair. They had cows, they had sheep, all these different animals. And what the study was, how it was designed, is that they had everybody guess how much this steer weighed, including experts, including average Joe Bag of Donuts that doesn't know anything about cows. So let me just ask you, how much do you think a steer weighs, Michael?
3,000 pounds.
See, that's a great guess.
Thank you.
Yes. So what if I told you that they asked over 700 people this question, nobody got it exactly right. However, when you averaged all of their guesses together, they were only off by 1 pound.
Wow.
So you could ask one expert, one relationship, one person that you've already seated at your table at work. You know, maybe it's a coworker that you planned on being there, you depend upon them, and you ask them their opinion, their perspective, their inside perspective. They're an expert. They might get close, but you're more likely to get it correct if you have a larger number of people that are playing in. The steer, by the way, in this study weighed 1,197 pounds.
I was envisioning a very large steer.
Yes. Yeah. An obese steer. So, but when I think about like pulling up a chair, I'm like, how many people could we pull up the chair for just to gain new perspective, you know, new stories? You know, I love reading fiction for the purpose of gaining stories that I never would have been able to gain but for reading, entering into this world of fiction that, you know, the author is trying to share a story. And I think pulling up a chair for people just opens up that opportunity, just like reading fiction. It transports you. It brings your mind outside of what you already know. And if you're ready to listen, then it can change you for the better.
And I'm guessing you even employ this whole philosophy. What were the three values of your kids' school again?
Good, truth, and beautiful.
Beautiful. Because obviously people are beautiful. Mm-hmm. People are good. People are connected to truth. But I'm also curious, when you raise your sons, do they have a sense that this is important to you as well?
I think so. at Thanksgiving in our household. Thanksgiving is notoriously a friends and family affair. It wasn't always like that growing up. Like I was raised like as a family holiday, and that's all well and good. I am particularly remembering a Thanksgiving years back when we had people coming up from Florida, down from Michigan. We had our insular family. And then that was just like the best Thanksgiving that I think I ever had. Like there were five different types of stuffing and nobody got offended and people had different favorites and it could have been easy to go with groupthink and be like, nope, mom's stuffing is the best, you know? So therefore we can only have mom's stuffing, but no, we had like five different types of stuffing and it was great. And we played a game that night and I think we played it for hours where we just went around the room and we went through the letters of the alphabets and had to like act out and do all this fun stuff that never would have taken place had we not invited people in. So when I say like we have family dinners, like sometimes more often than not, there are people that aren't my blood relatives that are there. And Thanksgiving, like I love having friends and family and being ready for that. I think that's a really amazing sign of hospitality when you not only do you add another chair, but another three words, prepare a chair. When you have a chair always prepared and ready for the possibility of that person arriving.
Well, and there's an ideology and a philosophy out there among some people that actually a cloistered community is a closed community. And that if I let too many people in, it's going to violate or it's going to disrupt the closeness of this community. I share your perspective. I think when you open the door, when you pull up a chair, I mean, even, you know, Teresa and I, we talk a lot about this, like come by the backyard pool anytime. We're trying to build actually spaces around our homes that where people can gather and where we can have a more robust, more diverse, more honestly energizing community. Not that we get bored with the same people, but to have those same people, like you described, your family was all still there. But I'm guessing they were infused with fresh energy and almost enthusiasm because there were other people there as well. But I think we tend to think, oh, I want, and I see this a lot, particularly as we work with college students, it's like I start dating someone and then all of a sudden now I'm going to ignore all my other friends because now it's this one relationship. And those relationships tend to be pretty stale and they don't last real long. And even at times become toxic when you don't have more people involved. Cause I think we're wired for not just a few close relationships, but a community that is really transformative and is diverse.
I wanted to ask you this because, this is what I think of when I think of adding another chair is something that we spoke about a long time ago. You probably don't even remember,
but I don't.
What if you and I schedule a meeting or go grab dinner or a drink or something like that. And then I get there and you have, without my consent, invited somebody else to join us because they're also awesome. Like that requires me to be really secure and be like, well, these were my plans. These were our plans. You were my friend. Like that would be the insecure, I guess, non-inclusive, not adding another chair mentality. Whereas like, what's the harm? And what's the possibility of this new friend, you know, increasing our fun by 30% as opposed to you not inviting them in the first place? So do you remember that conversation?
I don't. We had that conversation?
Yeah.
Well, and
it changed me forever, Michael. You don't remember it?
Well, I would hope that maybe if I did that, I'd be like, hey, as you're driving here, Tyler, I'm going to text you real quick and be like, hey, you're going to notice there's another person. He's a really cool guy.
I think it's great.
But I feel like we've already done that. Like we've traveled together. We've spoken. We've been at different conferences together. And we have tag teamed and we've pulled people into the bar. We've hung out. I mean, that's what makes it. Like we have some really close friends in DMB coaching. I remember it's particularly when we went to Orlando once. And we had so much fun. It was like five or six of us. Kind of co-tagging and co-facilitating this big event. We had a great time together. But we were also pulling all these other. You know, leaders in from other places all over the country and into our fun, into our, now I wasn't going to invite them to try to jump over the fountain like you and Sean were going to do. That's another whole conversation for another day, another podcast, but we were having more fun together when we started including a lot of other people. So, but no, I think, but here's part of it. I trust you. You trust me. We know we're kind of building the same kind of life. Our tribe thinks like this. And so if I walk into a restaurant and Tyler gives me the look like I got someone to meet, oh, I'm going to be excited because I know what kind of person already that probably is even before I meet that individual.
since human beings, you know, are just so amazing and we are honored to get to meet any number of them, I keep coming back to that word of possibility that I think I've just been perseverating on this entire episode. And I feel like when you don't add another chair or you're not open to that, you are sacrificing your current comfort for what could be incredible. And I mean, I guess you've probably heard this before, but the anecdote or the anecdote of how to catch a like chimpanzee, you're supposed to put their favorite food inside of a coconut with a very small hole, which is small enough for them to get their hand into, but not small enough for them to get a clenched fist out of. And so that's how you catch them, because apparently they put their hands in, they grab on, and even if they know they can't get away, they're unwilling to let go of what is good for what could be greater, which in their case is to live another day. But in our case, like, what are we holding on to that is good at the expense of what could be just absolutely mind-blowingly incredible? And I think add another chair is that thing. It represents that next thing, that possibility. And I choose with my attitude that the next thing could change everything for me, for that person, for you. And I think that's a really great lesson for all of us to learn, is that like human beings, like if we treat every single human being as if they could change our lives forever and we could change their life for forever, like how would you treat every single interaction, even those unexpected ones? It would be a holy, sacred experience with every single person that you met.
My friend, I have nothing to add to that. That was a brilliant, really powerful conclusion to once again, a fantastic conversation. So thanks for being in the podcast studio today.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you have someone like Dr. Tyler Swans in your life that you can sit and talk about things that really matter. I love being in the Three Words podcast studio with Tyler, with all the other guests that are here. And I hope that you're enjoying being a part of our DMB coaching family as well, our Three Words podcast family. Also, if you want to be more connected, stay more closely connected to our community, I would encourage you to visit our website. It is a robust website with lots of resources there, dmbcoaching.com. Again, that's dmbcoaching.com. But if you also go dmbcoaching.com/subscribe, you can also receive our digital newsletter. Dr. Tyler Swans actually is the editor of that newsletter. We provide lots of never seen before material, resources, curriculum that can help you become more fully alive. So please join us, continue to be a part of our family, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.